Hey, Seminole family. Thanks for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about doing everything in love. Do you remember when everybody was wearing those bracelets that said WWJD across the band? WWJD, what would Jesus do? Have you ever been in a situation and asked yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? How would Jesus respond to this situation? What would Jesus do when someone didn't agree with him? What would Jesus do when somebody said something hurtful to him? What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus showed us and told us what he would do. He would love first. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, "Let love be your highest goal." Let love be your highest goal. Not being right be your highest goal. Not success be your highest goal. Not comfort, but love. He says we should make love our highest goal. Why does he say that? Make love the highest goal of your life. Why? Because God is love. And he wants us to be like him. That's a theme we keep coming back to. The Bible tells us that God created everything in the universe in order to love it. Because God is love. It doesn't say he has love. The Bible says he is love. He created us as an object of his love. And God wants us to be like him. So he created us to learn how to love. In fact, we were put on this planet to learn how to love. Life is all about learning how to love. It's all about love. One day, Jesus was walking down the street, and a guy came up to him, and he said, "Lord, what is the most important commandment in the Bible? Can you tell me what really matters most? Jesus, of all the things in the Bible, what should I really focus on?" Jesus said, "I can do that. In fact, I can summarize the entire Bible for you in two sentences. If you get these two things, you get it all. You get what life is all about. It's called the Great Commandment." We've looked at it many, many times. Mark 12, 30 to 31 is one of the places we find the Great Commandment where Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." So love God and love people. Love people who have different views than you. Love people who look different than you. Who grew up different than you. Just love people. If Christians focused more on loving people than on being right all the time, we'd be able to love people to Jesus so much better. One day we're going to stand before God and he's going to say, "Did you learn to love me? That's why I sent Jesus Christ, so you could learn to love me. And did you learn to love other people? Because that's why I put you on earth, what I put you on earth to do." And if you miss that, wrong answer. It's all about love. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Who's your neighbor? All people. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, "And do everything with love." Question: what does that include? How about everything? Do everything with love. Everything we do must be done with love. Look, I didn't say it. God said it. Does that mean writing emails? Yeah. Does that include commenting on social media? Oh, yeah. Some of us need to tape this verse to our computer. Before we ever write an email or comment, we need to think, everything I write must be done in love. Delete, delete, delete. Does that include ordering fast food when you can't understand that speaker thing on the drive-thru? Yeah. Everything you must do should be done with love. Does that include being nice to people who vote differently than you? Oh, come on. Yes. Everything you do must be done in love. Does that include responding to people who attack you for your faith? Yes. Everything you do must be done in love. What would Jesus do? He would love, and he would love first. That's a big challenge for us. Listen, as your pastor, I love you, and I'm going to be praying for you that you're able to love others this week. I hope you have a great day today and a fantastic week. God bless.